The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And for the second week in a row, we have Lou Tempesta with Vector Security. Lou is the residential sales manager. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat. Good morning.
Thanks for coming back in with us. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having me again.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We just talk about everything real estate. We have a quality service award-winning office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, appraising, and selling real estate for over 40 years. Feel free
to email us during the week with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, and friend us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, Lou Tempesta, residential sales manager with Vector Security. Last week we talked about your security systems at Vector Security and how long you've been in the business. You've been doing this 10 years?
I have. The company's been around for 40.
Okay. And how do we get in touch with you at Vector Security?
You can contact us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at our 1-800 number. It's 1-800-222-6565. Or visit our website at www.vectorsecurity.com.
You know, you mentioned that website. I love that website. When I was preparing for this show, I went to Vector Security's website, and there's a ton of information there.
It's very comprehensive. You can find out anything imaginable you can about any of the services that we have to offer 24 hours a day on the web.
Okay, good. And, you know, that's where I read daytime burglaries are up.
They
have increased. And I would think the opposite. Last week, we talked about how properties, vacation homes, and vacant properties are being targeted for the copper. There's a copper rage out there. People are stealing that to sell it. And, you know, who's at risk? Everybody's at risk today. You know, when we had the alarm system, we did put one in. We installed it to secure in our property. But one of the things that we kept in mind, which was the most valuable, the most important, was our little boy Patrick. And I think that has a lot to do with why we went ahead and decided to install a system and then, you know, have it current right now. We use it all the time, but there's nothing like our child's life, and we're never going to get that second chance to protect him.
And you take the opportunity to do it correctly the first time, like you guys did, actually. I get that from clients all the time, is why are we putting the system in our house? To protect our children, to protect our family. Because people do work. People, the typical family works Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. So you have kids that are coming home by themselves as they get older, or with babysitters or with neighbors. And you want that peace of mind to know that the child is safe when they're home, that the house is secure, the child's not coming home to a bad situation. And if something does happen, there's this tool in place for the child to get help if they need to.
Mm-hmm. Last week, you mentioned all these nifty extras that come along with the security system these days, things we didn't really talk much about. We just touched on the environmental products, the environmental sensors. And could we talk a little bit about what they are and what they do?
Yeah, sure. The technology now has changed a lot, as I said last week, in the last couple of years in the business, in the sense that we can detect pretty much anything in your home. What I mean by that is obviously somebody coming and going, we can detect that, but we can detect if a temperature in your house reaches a certain point, if it's too hot or if it's too cold, we know that. We can notify somebody of that. If you have poisonous gas, for instance, like carbon monoxide or high levels of propane in your house, we can detect that as well. If you're conscious about your children, the technology allows us to send you a message, like a text message or an email, when your child comes home from school.
What would
at
that be
when the
system gets turned off? I would get a text message.
You sure can. When the system is turned off, you can get a text message that says system was disarmed by Johnny at 4 o'clock. The system was armed by Susie at 2 o'clock. So you have the peace of mind sitting at your desk knowing that your children are home, the house is secure, he or she came home alone by themselves to a safe environment. It's a really great peace of mind for parents to know that their children are home, safe and sound, and go on with the rest of their workday.
Okay, that's excellent. I didn't realize. Did you?
No, I did not. The temperature sensor has got me interested. How does that work?
You install a device in your house. It's very easy, very inexpensive. We monitor the temperature of your house, so if a temperature reaches a critical point before you have damage to the property, as we all know, pipes freeze in Northeast PA all the time, and you see the stories in the news where it gets costly. These devices allow us to monitor the temperature of your house so we can notify you and notify somebody before it reaches that critical point where you have damage done to the property, whether you're home or you're away. We're there 24 hours a day, so we can notify you or someone else that the temperature in the house is reaching a certain point here. We need to have a plan in place so we can prevent damage, we can prevent costly repairs to the house, insurance claims, and you do get a discount on your homeowner's insurance.
If I'm away and something goes wrong with my boiler, the gas boiler, how would I know about that?
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't know it until I got
home.
And
then the pipe breaks, and you wouldn't know about that either.
Yeah, and correct. Then the basement fills up with water. And now
you're replacing floors and carpeting and sheetrock and a huge expense.
Terrible loss.
This is detecting temperature in the house before it gets to the point. And on the other end of things as well, not only temperature, there's other aspects of the home that are in danger for environmental hazards like water, for instance. Everybody thinks, I don't need a water sensor because I live on the top of a hill. It'll never flood up here. What happens if the water heater breaks?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not home.
Or the hose for the
the back of the washer goes.
Right.
Correct. I had that experience in my house myself. We had a hose in the back of the washer, and it was old. It was a rubber hose. It busted the one day, and we came into 4 inches of water in the basement.
Oh.
So this is something that can be installed in the house that can detect the water at the source at the first sign of any moisture. So you're not coming into a swimming pool in your house.
And to add insult to injury, you had to pay for the water bill for all of that water in your basement.
It was a high bill that month.
Wow. Okay. So what about key fobs? This is standard in the industry these days, correct?
It is. Most systems come with a little device like you have for your car where you can lock and unlock the car doors for your car with this type of thing. Well, this remote allows you to turn your security system on or your security system off. And before, that was the industry standard. Technology now has changed in the sense that not a lot of people are using key fobs anymore. They're using their phone in place of the key fob.
So the key fob is what you put on your keychain.
Correct.
It's a little...
Yeah, the little remote that little would open and close the door for the car.
So people are getting away from that.
People are getting away from that now. There's really no need for it if you're using the newer devices and the technology that we have that it allows you to turn on or off right from your phone. So before, people would say, I need a key fob because I want the neighbor to have a key to my house in case they have to come over and turn the temperature up or in case they have to come over and let the UPS guy in. You don't have to do it anymore. Now, if the UPS guy comes at 10 o'clock in the morning, you just turn the system off at 10 o'clock, and at 10:15, you turn it back on, right from your phone or your computer. No need to have a key fob. No need to have a neighbor have a key or a code to your house. You can do it all yourself. Peace of mind of knowing that your house is secured. Nobody has ever compromised anything in your house.
And yeah. I can see him through the camera
The camera. You can have the UPS guy come up to your driveway. It'll email you a clip of the guy coming up the driveway. When he gets to your front door, you can actually unlock the front door to your house, have him place the package inside, close the door behind him. You lock the door yourself, turn the system on, and everything is fine.
As you're talking, I'm thinking it's just going cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. So is this costly?
Actually, it's a lot more economical than most people think. You're right. That's the misconception people have is, oh my gosh, I'm going to have all this. This is going to be astronomical. It's really not. The technology now is more affordable. The pieces are more affordable. The devices are installed easily by our technicians that are trained to do this every day. So the cost is nowhere near what people think it used to be.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure you have to take into account size of property, how many video cameras you have to put in, and how many sensors you have to put in. So I'm sure there's no way to pinpoint it for our listeners. However, can you give a range, a ballpark of what a system would cost?
Yeah, absolutely. What I tell people is this. Only homeowners know what the true value of their home is in real estate. If your home is worth $100,000, to protect a home properly, you should spend about 1% of the value of your home. Now, that gets away from the offers that everybody sees that says, I can get this for Next to nothing.
And $59.
$59.
I saw it in the paper. There was a coupon.
Absolutely. You get the coupon and the clipper, and you bring it in, and some guy, and he takes care of it for you. And with anything, you get what you pay for. So what I always tell my clients is, only you know what the true value of your home is, what your worth property is worth, whether you have 5 big screen TVs or 50 big screen TVs. That's value in your home. To protect your home properly, you should spend about 1% of the value of your home.
Thank you. Good advice. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Lou Tempesta with Vector Security. Lou's the residential sales manager for Vector Security. We're headed towards a break. Before we do so, Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a great deal on a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home located at 847 Price Street in Dixon City for only $59,000. This home needs some TLC, but it has endless possibilities. It's situated on a nice-sized lot of 50 by 180 with low taxes of only $1,300 a year and has a detached 2-car garage that is propane heated. It's a solid house with a lot of potential, so all you need is a wonderful imagination and it can be a wonderful home. It has a pellet stove for supplemental heating and a new storage shed. So give us a call about 847 Price Street in Dixon City, a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home with low taxes for only $59,000, and that's listed by Trish Conway of our office.
It's very affordable. Thank you, Pat. A recent survey from HomeGain reveals that home sellers are twice as likely to sell their home using a realtor. The key findings of the survey include 66% of homeowners that use a realtor to sell their home were successful versus 30% of those who tried it on their own.
That's right. We usually get that call after they can't sell it on their own, right?
Right. That's 120% higher closing rate for those home sellers using a realtor. 89% of homeowners that used a realtor to try and sell their home said they would use a realtor again. And 22% of homeowners unable to sell their home eventually decided to enlist the aid of a realtor to help sell their home. Interesting information there, I have to say. It's time for a short break. We will return in a few brief moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No 3-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate at 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ready, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our special guest, Lou Tempesta, Residential Sales Manager with Vector Security.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Good morning again. And how do we get in touch with you, Lou, please?
The best way to get in touch with us is by just calling us at 1-800-222-6565 or visiting our website at www.vectorsecurity.com.
Great. Now, before the break, we were talking about how much installing a security system usually typically costs. You gave us an idea on that. And as we were on the break talking, it just all these different things that one can add, the environmental sensors, the energy management, the fire, the carbon monoxide, it's just, is it like an a la carte menu? It just keeps going up for on your monthly fee that you have to pay, or is it all included?
You know, we have an all-inclusive package that we offer to people that everything is included in that, and we don't charge more for temperature monitoring, and we don't charge more for fire monitoring and water and high temperature and things like that. So generally, I tell people that you can monitor your house for just about everything you need for less than a dollar a day.
Well, wow. That's great, because we got the security system we have, we were going to add some things, and they're like, oh, no, that's more monitoring, that's more to monitor, that's more and more.
Yeah, it's less than a dollar a day for us to protect your house 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And that's with the technology that's available, going to the phone, going to a computer, somebody's doing that all?
Absolutely.
Okay. Wow, good.
And excellent. You're talking about the technology and everything. Do you guys have apps?
We do. I'm glad you said that. Yes, we do. We have an app that you can do on your smartphone or your tablet computer that has a Vector icon. You click on it, and there's your house, and you can control everything right from there.
I have an app for everything on my phone. I love it. Now I'm gonna get an app and be looking and see who's at the front door.
Okay.
We do that a lot. So check the Vector app. See what's going on at your house.
I like that.
You know, there is a common misconception out there that it's not so much the installation that'll do you under on a security system. It's the monthly amount, the monthly fee you have to pay.
It's a huge misconception. It's much more affordable than most people think. They get this bad idea that this is going to cost me more than my mortgage payment or more than what I pay for my car. And it just really isn't the truth. I mean, when you look at what homeowners pay for entertainment alone between cable TV and high-speed internet and satellite radio and XM radio in their car, and then you look at a device that's going to protect your home and your family, whether you're home or not, and it's less than a dollar a day, it's almost a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And talking about entertainment, we went to the movies the other day. I had two kids. We stopped at the snack stand, and it was more than $50.
Oh, yeah. You're going to the ATM machine twice just to make sure you have enough money to cover it. Absolutely.
I had sticker shock.
For sure. Now, when you're installing the security system, typically, it's tied to a phone line. But a lot of people have been doing away with their phones. They've just been using their cell phones. What do you do if somebody doesn't have a telephone line?
Great question. Now we don't even need a phone line in the house.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. People are buying homes or building brand new homes, and they're not putting phones in. You know, clients of mine say, hey, I have a phone at work, I have a fax machine, I have a cell phone number, I have a personal number, I don't want another phone in the house, which is perfectly fine. Systems we have nowadays work on wireless systems, they work on cellular networks, secured cellular networks. So just like the technology we had in the past with cops and law enforcement agencies, this is the same type of technology. It can monitor your house without the use of a phone line. It's more secure. You don't have the problem with somebody cutting the phone line. The misconception years ago was, I'm protected, but if somebody goes over and snips your phone line in the back of your house, how good is it?
Or if there's a storm that takes out the phone lines.
Poles come down, somebody hits a telephone pole someplace, and the pole comes down, and there's no phone at your house. No need for worry about that anymore. This is on all the time. No need for a phone. It's much more secure, much easier to use, much, much, much better.
So we were talking before, you says if you have a cell phone signal at your house, pretty much
it works.
It works.
It works.
Okay, good. Not affected by power outages?
Yeah, that's a great question, too. Power outages is something that we see a lot in this area. All of the systems we have its own self-contained battery backup unit. So if the power does go out in your house, or if whatever reason the power doesn't work, this thing will still run. And it'll last until the power comes back on, generally. And then it just recharges that battery up again, similar like a cordless phone, where it just recharges the battery, and then it's back to full strength. So the next time you need the battery to be there,
it's there.
So power outages are not a problem.
Okay, good. Wow. You thought of it all.
Well, yeah, that's our job, is to make sure that we sit around all day and try to think of what may happen, even though it probably won't, because we want to make sure we have a plan for that. So when it does happen, or if it does happen, You know, in security, you're only as good as your weakest link. And we make sure we have all of the bases covered on all of those atmospheres.
Did you ever come across a house, a home, a property where you couldn't install a system?
No. There's times when I tell people they probably wouldn't want to install a security system in that home, but there's not really an application that you couldn't install a system. It just requires the homeowner or the property owner to do a little bit more work on their end to get the house able for us to do it. You need power in a house.
Right.
So we come across properties where people say, I'm not going to have any power in the house. That doesn't help us. But other than that, we don't need the only thing we need is power. We don't need heat. We don't need phones. We don't need anything else. We just have to have power to the house and everything else we take care of.
So you have power to the house, but have you ever come across a situation where there's a property that just couldn't, it just wouldn't work? The way it's built, the way it's laid out, the way it is?
No, because we can add to the system or we can change technology or we can change devices that we use as we go when our technicians show up on site. If they have to change something, they have all the parts. Their trucks are like moving stock rooms. It's amazing. It's like the Best Buy guys would be so envious of our guys in their trucks because they have everything they need to do with their job every day. So then they get to a house and they realize this isn't going to work this way, but we can get it to work with that. We do it.
That's you what we have do. To have some really creative thinkers doing the installation.
Yeah, we do. There's a lot of characters, I'll tell you that.
Because there's just no two homes that are built exactly alike. And I know this because I'm in and out of houses how much, how often. And there's, I would just think that sometimes you would probably get stumped.
I'm so glad you said that because we don't take a cookie cutter approach to designing security systems for people for that reason, that there are no two homes that are really ever exactly alike. So there really is no two security systems that are really ever exactly alike because it's designed for that particular home and that homeowner's needs and that homeowner's wants and budget in particular for that person. So it's not really based on anything other than what that person's goals and objectives are.
Right. You have to tailor it to them.
Absolutely.
Their personality, their lifestyle, which I wanted to ask, if I were single and living alone, would you recommend a different security system than if I was married with children?
Without a doubt, it would be a completely different type of system. If you're single and alone, that means you may be the type of person who may be out more often. You may be visiting with friends or family or working more often. So the home may be vacant more often. So we're going to design a system based on those needs. If you're a married professional with children or pets, then the home is going to be occupied more often. So you're going to want to have a system that meets those needs. People coming in and going, you may want to incorporate more of our devices into the house in that situation because people are going to be in and out more often. So they're two completely different scenarios that will be done two completely different ways.
Good.
Well, let me ask you something. Do I get any insurance benefits from having an alarm system?
You do. Every company in the market now offers a discount on your homeowner's insurance, some more than others. And depending on the type of system you put in, depends on the type of discount you get. So if you're monitoring for burglary and fire and temperature and carbon monoxide and phone lines and everything else, obviously you're going to get a significant more savings than you would if you didn't do those things. And when you tie in technology like energy management into the house, which we do now more often than not, it actually pays for itself over time. If you have programmable thermostats that you can control remotely, think of how easy it is to be able to press a button on your security system. It turns your lights off, turns your thermostat back, locks your front door, and arms the system just by pressing one button and you leave.
Wait, is that the app that's on my phone?
It absolutely is.
All right, I'm going to go download that app. I got my iPhone in my hand. I'm going to go
iPhone,
look for that app.
You just press that button. It turns everything off in your house, turns the lights off, turns the temperature down, locks the front door, and arms the system, and you leave.
And I can check my app and see what temperature it is in the house?
And
if she's got the air conditioning down too low? Oh, that won't happen in my house.
The
heat up too high is probably more like it.
And then you just crank that baby down
that's
on
what
yourself,
I'll do.
And you never know.
I like
nobody
it.
Ever
She'll
knows
never,
it.
How did it change? I have no idea.
I have no idea.
We must have gremlins, dear.
Oh,
I don't
no.
know what's that all about.
Oh, no.
But it allows you to do that. So that'll actually pay for itself over time, just in the energy savings alone that you're going to see. Why do you have to heat your house all day long?
I mean, this sounds like an infomercial, but I didn't know you could do all of this stuff with an alarm system.
You can. That's the misconception people have is that, oh, it's just doors and windows. It absolutely is not. I have people that don't even put contacts in their doors and windows. They just want to control their heat. They want to control their lights. They want to lock their doors. They want to look at video of their house. They could care less about who comes and goes. They want to know all those cool things.
You know,
it's the gadget guy. I installed
an alarm system on my friend's country house. Had to be a long time ago. We'll just say it was a long time ago. And I remember painting those wire strips onto the glass, and then getting the wires and connecting the wires, and we had to do the whole house, and it was tedious.
Yeah, it's horrible, and it looks like
hell.
Bad.
Yeah, it did.
It looks bad, I'll tell you that. Now you don't have to worry about it.
It was the vacation home, though. It has
does
been
anybody
broken
do
into.
That anymore?
No one does it anymore.
No, okay.
Not even close.
How about motion detectors?
Yes and no.
Yes and no?
Yeah, motions are popular in homes. Glass break sensors are popular in homes. Somebody had asked a question before about what to do with the windows. I'll tell you what, the really cool thing we do with windows is we can take the screen in your house. We can take the screen out. We take the inner meshing of the screen and we remove it. We install a mesh that we make and put it back in your window. So now you can leave the window open. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, leave the window open. You can't cut it. You can't break it. You can't slice it. You can't push it in. You can't take it out. It creates an invisible barrier between the inside and outside of your house. So you can leave the windows open for air, for ventilation. A lot of people who have second homes don't have air conditioning in their vacation homes. They want to leave the windows open all night long. With this, you're protected.
You can, and you're protected.
You can, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
It's great.
All right, good. Well, we had two excellent weeks in a row with you, Lou. Lou Tempesta, residential sales manager with Vector Security. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been enjoyable. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners about what we do every day and what we're passionate about. And if anybody has any questions, we encourage them to contact us.
And how do we get in touch with you?
It's 1-800-222-6565 or visit our website at www.vectorsecurity.com.
Excellent. Thanks, Lou.
Thank you.
Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Sure. Move right into this spotless three-bedroom, one-bath home with a built-in one-car garage at 810 East Locust Street in Scranton. This home is well-maintained. It has large bedrooms, hardwood floors under the carpet, an eat-in kitchen, and a partially finished basement. The home was built in 1962. All the appliances stay. It has a sunroom where you can watch the seasons change. It also includes an extra parcel of land, which would be perfect for a pool. So if you're looking for a three-bedroom, one-bath home in great condition, give us a call about 810 East Locust Street in Scranton for only $114,000, and that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
And my tip today before we close, it's about garage security. Garages present special challenges for security. Here are some tips for keeping your garage secure. Maybe if you have windows, you can frost or cover them, because burglars won't be able to tell if your car is gone or what you have in your garage. Keep your garage door closed and locked even when your car is not in the garage. And if you're worried about someone entering your house through your attached garage, if the garage door lifts on a track, a C-clamp can provide extra security since the door cannot be opened if you tighten the C-clamp on the track next to the roller. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
And remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11.
11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.